This is Best of All. The National Broadcasting Company presents a special transcribed program in honor of National Negro History Week. As we observe National Negro History Week, we naturally think of the rich contributions that Negroes have made to our American musical heritage. They've given us folk songs and spirituals, talented composers, and brilliant performers in the fields of popular and classical music. On this program, we salute the National Association of Negro Musicians in recognition of its service to American music. Along with the NBC Concert Orchestra, conducted by Skitch Henderson, we will hear several outstanding young artists and a message from the president of the National Association of Negro Musicians. But now, I'd like to introduce one of the truly great singers and one of the most inspiring personalities of our time, Marian Anderson.
Thank you very much. I feel happy and honored to pay tribute to the National Association of Negro Musicians. When I was a young singer in need of help and encouragement, this organization gave me my first national scholarship. No one will ever know how much that meant to my career. Tonight, we're going to present several young Negro artists who have promising futures ahead of them. The first is Fred Thomas of Good Hope, Georgia, who won the Metropolitan Auditions of the Air in 1951.
Fred Thomas sings the recitative and aria Dormiro Sol nel Manto Mio Regal from the opera Don Carlos by Verdi.
Dormiro sotto la nera. suo veder, accesso tu rigol, a me desse un poter, di là del re nei cor, che Dio so può veder. Se dove ho trencei, celia traditore, il serto perderei, il per forte l'onore. Dormiro solo nel manto mio regal, quando la mia giornata giunta sera, dormiro sol sotto la volta nera, dormiro sotto la volta nera, là nella velo delle suria.
That was Fred Thomas singing Dormiro Sol nel Manto Mio Regal from Don Carlos. And here again is Marian Anderson.
For many, many years, Carl Dighton has been a familiar and beloved figure in the music world. As a pianist, composer, and teacher, he was a pioneer in obtaining recognition for Negro music and musicians. We're happy to have him with us as we salute the National Association of Negro Musicians, an organization of which he is a founder and past president.
The NBC Concert Orchestra, conducted by Skitch Henderson, will play Carl Dighton's orchestral improvisation based on the Negro spiritual Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Thank you.
You are listening to a special program in honor of National Negro History Week. The second portion of our program will follow after a pause for station identification. Stay tuned for more of Skitch Henderson and Best of All over most NBC radio stations. The National Broadcasting Company is presenting Best of All. As a part of the observance of National Negro History Week, we are saluting the National Association of Negro Musicians. And here is our honored guest tonight, the world-famous contralto Marian Anderson.
The purpose of the National Association of Negro Musicians is to inspire and encourage musical artistry. In that tradition, we are bringing you several fine young artists who may make musical history in the future. One we would like to introduce now is the very talented contralto, Grace Bumbry, of St. Louis, Missouri.
Miss Bumbry, who is now a student at Boston University, received the Scholarship Award of the National Association of Negro Musicians in 1953. She has also received the Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Scholarship Award and has been guest soloist with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. She sings the aria O Don Fatale from Verdi's Don Carlos.
Il cielo, tu che ci fai, si va nella terra, ti maledico, ti maledico, mia beltà, verso, verso, sotto, sorgiamo, spamano sopra. Ti maledico, ti maledico, o mio amore, ti maledico, o mio bello. Thank you.
was Grace Dumbrey singing O Don Fatale from Verdi's Don Carlos.
As we salute the National Association of Negro Musicians, I would like to introduce the president of that organization, Dr. Roscoe R. Polin.
Tonight, the National Association of Negro Musicians is presenting to you a program as a salute to National Negro History Week. The association, organized in May 1919, has for the past 36 years made tremendous strides and noteworthy accomplishments. A few of the organization's aims and purposes are stated here. First, to spread abroad the love and appreciation of music. Two, to foster a larger public appreciation for and an education in good music. Three, to resist the desecration of Negro spirituals. Four, to create wider opportunities for artists and musicians. Five, to encourage and assist the cultivation of musical gifts among talented youth and such other activities as will extend the influence of music as a necessary and inspiring element in the life of the people. It is with an overwhelming pride that we list among our scholarship winners Grace Bumbrey, 1953, Young Contralto, and now the very famous artist and our great friend, Marian Anderson, winner in 1922, both of whom you have heard this evening. The sixth purpose of the National Association of Negro Musicians is stated as to aid other organizations in securing and maintaining a world where free people may live in peace and harmony. I wish to thank all the participants for so graciously giving so much of their time and talent in order that this program might be a success. NANM is grateful to NBC for its interest, encouragement, and opportunity in the presentation of this broadcast as a salute not only to National Negro History Week, but to Brotherhood Month.
Thank you, Dr. Polin. And my thanks again to the National Association of Negro Musicians. The scholarship I received from them early in my career was both a practical help and an inspiration. Now our musical program continues with a selection by a young pianist, Vivian Scott, from Pontiac, Michigan.
Miss Scott is an outstanding young pianist who has studied at Howard University and the Juilliard School of Music. Last year, she was a finalist in the Naumburg competition and received a Carl Friedberg Foundation scholarship. She will make her town hall debut in New York on the 20th of March. Now Miss Scott plays the first movement of Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 5 in E-flat major.
Thank you. Thank you.
Vivian Scott playing the first movement of Beethoven's Piano Concerto in E-flat major. Now to conclude this special program, here again is Marian Anderson.
We hope that you have enjoyed this program in honor of National Negro History Week. I would like to give my best wishes to these talented young musicians who appeared on tonight's broadcast. And finally, I hope that the National Association of Negro Musicians will continue to encourage and inspire musical artistry.
The National Broadcasting Company has presented Best of All. On tonight's special transcribed program in honor of National Negro History Week, we have saluted the National Association of Negro Musicians.
This evening, join the telephone hour on the NBC Radio Network.